emphatic win today, I guess. Just how did that feel? You know, emotionally, just seeing the energy from the team, guys, the way they were diving on the floor, and ultimately the end result. Just how did you take that in?
I was very proud of our guys, and you know, there's not a group that deserves it more than we've been working very hard and trying to figure this thing out, and everybody's being stretched to the limit, and it's you know, great to see a day when everything just clicks and we play great as a collective, like you said. Very, very high effort, great focus defensively, and then offensively setting the franchise record for assists in a game, 42 with seven turnovers only. Great ball movement. Overall, a great collective win.
This is Frank Parrish, Matt.
When you look at the assist that you just talked about, just how significant was Vince Williams' play in creating that?
Vince played great, and he has been really thrown in the deep end right here. Talked about it. He had a long absence and had 1.5 seasons of being in and out, and with some nagging injuries, was not really able to participate in the preseason, and now has gotten his chance with all the injuries at a position he hasn't really played last year, which is at the one, and he's learning the intricacies of that position, and today he really quarterbacked our offense, making great passes, whether it was inside to Zach or outside to the shooters, keeping the pace really, really high. And then when you combine that with his defense, where he gives us a ton at the point of attack, but also in the rebounding and disruption, it's a complete package today.
Parrish, good back.
How have you felt about Zach Eaton's performance since he's returned from injury?
I'm very, very satisfied with Zach. 5 months absence from playing basketball, and then coming in and impacting right away. We've had 3 good games here. Unfortunately, only 1 win, but we played really well for 6 quarters of those 2 games, and Zach's been a big part of that, just solidifying our inside defense, putting a ton of pressure on the rim with his rolls, with his offensive rebound, and I think we had like over 20 shots more today than our opponent. Same thing, very similar story in our previous game, so he's really helped the possession game too.
Coach, right here at the back, to hit on the other two guys in the front court. Santi, career high tonight. Jock, I would say his best game in a Grizzlies uniform. What did you make of their performances and how they stepped up in Jared's absence especially?
Yeah, it was great to see how both of those guys were able to shine in the context of the team playing really well together. And we did a much better job of finding them inside after the mismatches. A lot of teams looking to switch with Jock, and Jock's really improved in that, and he really punished, and our guards have improved in finding him inside against those smaller guards. And then Santi made a bunch of great decisions off the catch in transition, just a very active performance and great defensive sequences too, but just his ability to put it on the floor or stroke it from the outside, it's a very tough matchup when he's playing at this rhythm.
Parker and Darian.
Coach over here. So your systems, you know, this year and even years past before getting to the league, have been more predicated around a speedy point guard. And now, you know, no Ty, no Ja, no Scotty, no Javon. You've had to kind of put guys in different spots as primary playmakers. Just how much fun, unique challenge is that for you as a coach to kind of put together and test out different configurations of your offense there?
Well, I can say that in the moment when those injuries pile up to one position, it's the fun isn't a word that I would maybe think about, but we've been in this situation before, and you know that there's always a silver lining, and those difficulties and the challenges, they also create a solution-oriented mindset where you're trying to find something that works and also fast-track the development of other players in different roles, and Vince is a great example of that, and it's the principles are pretty simple of how we want to play, but in order to have the technical and the tactical execution and then have the have those interactions down with other players and be in sync, that's the one that takes time, and our guys are, that's what I said, very proud of them and super happy for them because of how hard we work in order to figure out this thing that we have, you know, big challenge ahead of us, and guys have done a tremendous job with that.
Darian.
Coach Beck here. Going off of Parker's question, as you know, your team is, you're managing with a whole bunch of injuries and whatnot, and so it's pretty much an all hands on deck mentality. Can you just talk about Gigi's performance tonight and how Meshack was able to get off the bench and have some meaningful minutes?
Yeah, Gigi has stayed ready. He had a great summer. One of the things we've talked about is, even though we've had this injury situation, a lot of them have been at position one and position five, where we've been relatively deep from like 4-3-2, like those wing and forward spots, and that hasn't really opened up an opportunity for Gigi. But he himself has stayed ready. He asked us, he was very proactive in like, can he get reps with the hustle? Also play there so he can maintain that. He's been doing great in practices with us, and we've just been talking that he's just got to stay ready, and it was great to see him out there today, and like you said, contribute a lot to the game. And Jamai is somebody who we obviously saw already during the summer, had some injuries, and now with us again, and that absolutely helps us that we have a guy from the bench that can come in and especially play very good defense, and he's been honing his also guard skills with the hustle, done a great job with that, so we're in a good place with him too.
Anything else? All right, thank you, Coach.
Thank you.
Thank you, Coach.